Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
Welcome back.
Welcome back, people.
We're here now. We're talking about the real life boxing world. We're talking about the realness.
Real boxing.
Talking about where it all began for us.
Trust me.
Yeah. And without this, you couldn't have the spin-off that everyone runs to. You need the original to create a spin-off, and we're talking about the original. Yeah. Let's start off with Yard and Lyndon Arthur. Because we was there live. We saw it.
Copper box.
Overall, the show wasn't the best.
Nah, wasn't the best show, man.
Wasn't the best. A lot of premature stoppages.
Yeah.
Shout out to Carol.
Carol.
He done his thing.
Done his job.
Who else done their thing? Dennis. Done his thing as well. Disappointing performance from George Fox.
Oh, yeah.
Upset there,
mate.
Sokolovsky,
yeah,
he got that win, but you know what? He was owed that win because when he boxed David Adelaide, they robbed him.
Overdue win.
So it was an overdue win, and I'm glad that he got that. But you know, George Fox, he had to bounce back, come back. He seems to have the connections within the industry, so he can make it happen. Yeah, things happen, mishaps, great fighters lose and come back, ain't nothing. Moving up the card, Hamza Shiraz, Bradley Ski. Yeah. Skeet looked like he had it.
It looked like I thought he was going to have it. He didn't play it safe.
The rounds kept passing.
Yeah, passing. And I thought, collecting the rounds. When was it? The 9th or 10th?
10th, I think.
It might have been the 10th, innit?
I think it was the 10th.
10th.
Yeah.
I thought he was going to steal it. It was so close. The 10th after I get so that close.
You know what? When you got to put on the bike, put on the bike.
Yeah, you got to be smart, man.
When you have to put on the bike.
You got to be smart.
On the bike.
Trust me, get on the bike.
But the stoppage. I disagree with the timing of it.
Yeah, I disagree with it.
We all can say it was going that way anyway.
Yeah.
Everyone can say that. You're supposed to eliminate that.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
That's very true.
When you know people are putting their life on the line, they've been grinding in camp, they're paying each every member, they're doing this, that, they're everywhere, press conferences, everything, to make the event happen, you want to make sure when you go home, you're like, you know, I was done.
Yeah.
Because Bradley will go home and say, bro, I could have got up.
I was ready to go again.
He took the knee.
Yeah.
Voluntarily.
Yeah.
Which means, let me clear my head.
Yeah, he meant to give him time.
And then the ref comes over.
Yeah.
You know, so I hear it.
Yeah.
But, man,
you know,
I wish he gave him a bit more.
The first knockdown when he got hit when he was on the ground, it should have took more time.
Yeah, he got up too quickly.
That's what I'm saying. A lot of people don't. They know the game, but they don't really know the game too much. Too much pride,
isn't it? Ego.
But I knew once he got up too quick, I thought, yeah, he's gone.
And I swear it wasn't even. And he had a round.
Yeah.
So he had to go back to the stool, and then he came back out, and he still wasn't there. And then obviously, Merman gets a bit of vim in his soul now.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
Because he had some success.
Motivation, yeah.
But I don't know. I guess Hamza Shiraz, he's seen what he got to work on. He's seen what gives him trouble.
Yeah.
This gives him a...
Frustrated with that style.
But he got the win. And we're in a sport that matters W's only.
No one remembers
how you get it.
Yeah.
You just have to have it.
Clean slate, innit?
Yeah. And he's maintained
it's
that.
Error now.
And he beat an experienced opponent.
Yeah, very. Yeah, he's a good guy on the resume.
Good on the resume. Yeah. Bradley will feel hard done by. I don't know what they will offer him next. Hopefully, he could get a rematch. Sometimes, it's good for a rematch, even from the prospect perspective. Because if he has a rematch, he can improve.
Yeah, he can change
his game plan.
Yeah, see,
and instead of taking the risk against a new face,
go in there
with a familiar face.
Makes sense. It'll be a good rematch.
So he might.
I think he will lose.
What, quicker, innit?
Yeah.
Normally in the rematch with those sort of stories, the guy knows from the jump what to do.
Now he's got your number.
And you can't even deter him the same.
Yeah.
Because he knows your resistance ain't that.
Yeah.
So, yeah. That would be a good rematch to see either way. And then moving up the card to the main event, we see Anthony Yard against Lyndon Arthur. What do you feel about that?
With the build up,
yeah.
Two, 3 weeks out, I was thinking Arthur might have it. Then I think at the weigh-in or the press conference, I watched the interview with him saying something. The interviewer said something, is your kid coming? Like, is your kid going to be there? No. I don't want my kid to watch just in case like I get hurt bad or knocked out. So I knew the mindset already. I thought, wow.
That's not.
And I knew, Yard knew, he's coming, he's bringing it on smoke. And when I'm hearing him say that, I'm thinking, rah.
That's not the mentality.
He's already visualized his loss.
If you don't want your kids to see the violence full stop,
yeah, then don't it's bring them. Don't bring
them. Don't say I'm not bringing them in case they see me get hurt.
Yeah. So I knew that.
Yeah, you can't put that energy
from that mindset. And we knew, I put money on it and Yard made me a little change, a few coins, you know, a few coins.
Put tight Yard. You're saying,
I knew, we all knew Yard was coming out. He told everyone he's coming out to reign.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
And he did.
Arthur knew that. Then I was thinking, you know what? Whoever comes out to reign is going to win this fight. Lyndon's not really going to bring it.
Lyndon was always going to try and box him.
He's going to try and box him.
I couldn't. No part of me pictured Lyndon
coming out
in close. I knew he'd box him again. Tried to do it. But Yard didn't give space.
This Lyndon wasn't as effective with the jab. He wasn't throwing it that much. His guard was lower. He was a bit complacent. I think he was scared. He was so nervous.
Too much pressure. You know, before, Yard was giving him time so he could time it and flick it off.
This time, he was dead.
Let me hold you.
He was clinching early.
He said so that when he was there live as well. Yeah. He was like, wait, he's clinching from early. Because normally, it's a rest bite or it's like, there's too much going on.
Trying
to slow this down.
Probably going in for the clinch.
And Yard was working in it. Yeah, he was working in the clinch. It's one of his best finishes of his career as well. I watched it back on.
Yeah, yeah.
Because you know it always looked different on TV.
Yeah, of course.
On TV, fire on TV. I watched it back and I said, "Yo, that's a good finish." Because it wasn't given to him. It wasn't a one shot finish. He had to build it up and down.
Had to build it.
And I'm glad he can move on to bigger things
now. The thing is, with that Yard, obviously he got the win. Great performance. I didn't really see any improvement in terms of like. Did he come with, like, he's got a new coach. I didn't really see anything more added to his arsenal.
I feel like, you know what, sometimes the guy in front of you don't allow you to use your new
stuff.
That's
true, very true, very true.
Do you know what I mean?
Very true.
Sometimes me and you will be working on some stuff, next man, bam, hit him, I'm like, damn, I didn't get to use that.
Do you know what I mean? But we'll
find out when it's there, when the answer's When the questions are there and he goes, look, no, I used to do this, now I do this, then we can say cool. But what you done with Lyndon, perfect. Like, he done what he needed to do.
Yeah, exactly.
And everyone was gassed and everyone was proud and the crowd was on his side afterwards as well. Yeah. He gained back his hometown there.
Yeah, because when he came back to booze, I was thinking, wow.
Round the corner.
Wow.
I was thinking he's probably, no, but you know what?
Yeah,
then he gained
that. That's it, no, fans are fickle, man.
Fickle. You can't live off the love of death. You can't live off the love.
Everyone loves a winner.
Everyone loves a winner,
man. That's it.
My dad been screaming that from how long? He's listening. Winning's the thing to do, but trust me, it's not permanent. Yeah, you know? That love ain't permanent.
What's he got to WBO?
So Joe Smith Jr. is fighting Callum Johnson.
Is that next week?
Moving like my car from about overheating. Shutting down your mouth. Yo, bro, they're giving me some real pain. This looking like my engine. You know what? I think because it's on 4K. Sometimes when it's on 4K, it gets hot.
It's the light as well, isn't it? Yeah. Behind it, probably.
But yeah, Joe Smith Jr. And Callum Johnson are fighting. And the winner of that, they fight Yard next.
Yes.
I don't know who I'd rather win out of that fight for
Yard.
I'd say Because they both got a similar style, they're both heavy handed. Yeah. They both come to scrap.
Yeah.
Joe Smith Jr. has more experience.
Well, more experience at
level. But Callum Johnson also knocked down Beterbiev.
Yeah.
Let's not forget that.
Yeah.
He slapped Beterbiev down on the floor. Obviously, Beterbiev got the win, but that's not a hard man. That's not an easy man to just. It's a
tough challenge. So we shall see, isn't
it? It's interesting. Mm. Very interesting.
Yeah.
But either way, I'm glad he's back at that level.
Yeah.
Because we need it, man. The UK seeing that we need that. We need that. Light heavyweight division, he's moving right now. Buatsi, I'm not sure.
Yeah, Buatsi's been quiet.
He's been quiet.
It's the level of opponents, isn't it?
He beat Belotniks, but I don't know what happened now.
Look, Craig fought Bivol.
Yeah.
Yar's gone up for Kovalev. And then he's going up to fight the winner of Johnson.
But then things on the WBA route, so it might be a Bivol thing for him.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
He needs to step up. Well, this year, the first half of next year, he needs to have
something. Ex-world champion, ex-world champion within that division, definitely. But we'll see. We'll see how that all unfolds. Even Badu would be a good fight for him, but I think Badu's going up to cruising. So
yeah, he's trying to sneak
up. He'll be up there. He's come to my weight. He's come to the nearly heavyweights. That's what we call him, the nearly heavyweights. Yeah, exciting card that was in Copper Box last weekend. And then we moved to this weekend. Naturally, before we go down to the lighter dons, the WBC have ordered
Dillian White
to fight Fury.
Wow.
What are you saying about this one?
You know what it is? Obviously, Dillian deserves it. He does deserve
it. No one in boxing.
He deserves the shot. Yeah.
That more than
even him. Though he pulled a sly one against Otto Wallin. But I think he should have just fought him and smoked him.
You know, it's just risky. It is risky.
It is risky.
The risk to reward scale is looking not level.
Yeah, obviously. But I got a feeling, yeah. Obviously, I swear when he unified the belts, it supersedes mandatory.
I think so.
AJ's still going to step aside thing, money, whatnot. Yeah, but
you know there's no way. There's no way.
I heard he's asking for 40 mil or something like that.
Who?
AJ to step aside.
I hear it. Because you said he don't really want to, yeah?
Mm.
So if you're going to make me do it, then you got to pay my mad bread. Yeah. Do you know what I'm saying? You got to pay me mad peas.
Mm.
But at the same time, I can't see AJ stepping aside to let Fury fight Usyk. And Fury, listen, don't be overlooking Dillian, you know.
He'll get dropped.
Yeah, don't be talking about step-aside money. This step-aside money thing shouldn't be a discussion until that fight.
Right now, Fury's in a difficult position, I'm telling you.
Because he's got what? He's got Dillian to fight.
Yeah.
And then obviously he wants to become undisputed.
Yeah.
So he has Usyk to fight.
Usyk.
But then, I don't know, man.
No, it is, yes. Obviously, see, sometimes, yeah, when you're looking at the cherry on top, yeah, you forget, like, imagine it's a Belgian bun. You forget about the ice.
Forget about everything.
You know, the raisins.
You get flour even made it.
You know what I'm saying? It's not like the cherry on top.
Literally. But,
bro, you got to get to that cherry.
Nah, for real. I don't like this step-aside money talk.
Nah, it's messing up boxing, isn't it?
A date has even been confirmed.
Yeah.
For Dillian and White. But, like, now, when that date's confirmed, you're training and you're in that mode and it's nearly time to take him out, then cool. Then you consider... Then you can consider step-aside money, but don't be doubling your mind with all that
now. Fury's in a position where you know when you just don't want to fight someone.
Yeah.
Like, it's long. I don't want to fight him.
You know he wants Usyk.
Yeah.
He wants undisputed. And I honestly believe if Fury becomes undisputed heavyweight champion of the world, he retires next year.
Of course he does. Of course, 1,000,000%.
Next day.
1,000,000%. 1,000,000%. He'll go to a rave and be singing, I'm retired at the rave. I'm done.
And maybe, just to piss off AJ, just not fight him.
Who knows?
But interesting. I'm glad that's been ordered.
WBC, who do you think will win? Thumbs up. What's your prediction from now?
Fury wins, but he does that thing where he gets knocked down. And
he's going to get knocked down.
I mean, he gets knocked down early just because he don't rate him. Yeah. Then he'll get up and smoke him. That's what I think. That's what
should
I think.
Should we say, yeah.
But Dillian's got, he's got a warrior spirit.
Got a warrior spirit.
But you know what he's coming with. You know what he's coming with.
Yeah.
And I feel like Fury's skill set is definitely above it. Yeah, above Dillian's. And if he come, best Fury beats best white, put it that way.
Yeah, easy. Put it that way. Easy.
Best Fury beats best white. Mm-hmm. Mediocre Fury can lose to best white.
Yeah, Povetkin, look at when he fought Povetkin, yeah, the first time,
yeah,
that was best white.
I know.
That was
know.
Best white.
I know.
Got, yeah, and then he got laid
knocked
out.
He got knocked out, yeah, and he got that hook, boom, put him to sleep. He can't afford to have those days against Fury. So interesting. Glad that's been ordered. Let's go down now, down the scale to the 135 pound division, the 60 kg division, the lightweight division.
We like that division, man.
What are you saying about that division, Lee?
Who's gonna be the king of that division? It's a sticky one. It's a sticky one.
It's coming.
You know, I'm glad that they're all fighting each other now. That's what I'm saying. This year has been the best year.
It's good. It's really good. It's really
especially
good
for that division. Kambosos is the man in charge right now.
Yeah,
everyone's great. Begging him.
I know.
Begging him.
He's at every venue as well, just watching.
He's just there. Bell's just there watching. He's calling the shots. And you're coming to Australia.
I know. He's saying that as
well. The thing is, Haney will go to Australia because Haney can't sell out those stadiums.
MGM was looking decent.
It was looking good, but nevertheless, but.
He does need that away game.
Yeah,
he needs that away game.
Shakur Stevens saying, I'll come to Australia.
Yeah, see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
There's people that will go there.
Yeah.
So, Devin will definitely go.
If he wants all the belts, he has to fight Devin.
Yeah, he has. He has. But the thing is, just complicated because it's like, a man's got a franchise, but then he's not undisputed because he's got the franchise version. Mm. He needs to win Devin's version to actually be classified as undisputed.
So, that's what I'm saying. He needs to fight Devin.
He needs
out of all of them.
He does. He needs.
Tank ain't got nothing to offer except for the name.
No. Tank is not a fight to take for no reason.
Yeah, no reason.
If you're going to fight someone like Tank, make it worth your while.
Yeah, make it worth your while. Get a belt.
The only fight, if I'm in Kambosos' camp, I tell him to take is Devin.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah.
Get the undisputed. Get the undisputed.
You're not going to take too much damage.
You'll be good.
You'll be good.
You know, Devin, as I said, brilliant boxer, does everything properly. When I'm watching it and I'm thinking, what would I do? He knows what he's doing, what way to move, everything. But he doesn't have the power.
He ain't got the power.
Sharp.
Yeah.
Like you said, but you can't, I don't know what it is, man. You can't train that raw power, you know.
You can't train it.
Because I know Devin will do everything in his powers to have that increased shot power. He holds his feet, he trains every day, you know he's in great shape. Yeah. But some men have it, and some men don't. No,
that's it.
Some men with a belly and no physique, they can bang!
He also doesn't really break man down, though.
Yeah,
he throws many variety shots, but he's up, down, left, right, sharpshooter. Yeah, but
he's a sharpshooter. Yeah. You're not necessarily going to get punished in the same
area.
You know what I mean? Which is good to be unpredictable, but then it don't build up. It don't create that accumulation.
That's a crack the shell, isn't it?
Yeah, it's not creating an accumulation.
Mm-hmm.
But you know what? He's doing his thing, and he could be undisputed champion soon.
It could be. It's a weird one. Hearing Devin Haney undisputed champion so soon. But it's possible.
It could be because he could outbox Kambosos.
Mm.
He could outbox Kambosos. Kambosos had a good performance against Teofimo.
Yeah.
Teofimo didn't have a good performance.
No.
And a better Teofimo would have beat.
Of course.
Kambosos.
Of course.
But when the day is when it counts.
Trust me, that's what matters.
If buts, maybes, and if I would know, that was the day. That's what happened. Mm. So Kambosos done his thing. Not taking no credit away from him.
Yeah.
But I do believe that between Teofimo, and I'm talking on their best days. Teofimo, Tank, Devin, he's ranked fourth. His best day.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
All of them on their best days. Cambosis is the fourth best.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I think Teofimo's best day, he beats Lomachenko. Tank's best day, he's a three-weight world champion.
Yep.
And Devin, he's never lost. He's just been going through whoever's put in front of him. Linares, he's still beating in good fashion as well. Do you know what I mean? So I think Cambosis, definitely everyone's firing for him.
Yeah.
Everyone's on him.
Ryan Garcia
as well.
Somehow now his depression is gone.
He got power. Yeah, his depression is gone.
He wants the shot at the title.
He's active now. He's had his time to cool off.
Wait in line, man.
Sure. Yeah. No one should do it. No one should be giving him that. Just pop out and reinstall everything. No.
Work your way.
He still needs to fight for Fortuna. Fortuna.
Yeah, Fortuna.
Don't act like that didn't happen. Yeah. Don't act like that wasn't announced. Mm. He should still be fighting Fortuna and let them man do what they're doing. Lona ain't
even like the Jojo Diaz's,
The Cruz.
Yeah.
What's it? Loma.
Loma.
Nakatani.
Yeah, Nakatani.
Richard Comey.
Yeah.
There's a lot of men in that division.
There's still good people.
He can cause
still challenges.
Problems.
Yes.
Yeah.
So I'm also, the Haney and Kambosos, it's easy to make. Isn't it? He's Eddie Hunt smiling in the background.
Let's go Australia. That's it. If you want it there, let's do it there. It could be a big thing out there.
Could be a big thing. As well. Thing.
And depending on how the world moves with these restrictions and the XYZ and, you know, things could be affected. So these men got to really do it when they can. They got to do it as soon as possible. Yeah. But very interesting division. We had to chat about it today, man. We had to. You know, we've been absent for a little bit, but there's a lot happening. There's a lot happening now. Do you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So it's exciting times. We got Chisora and Parker.
Oh yeah, it's coming.
We got Ben and Algeri.
This Saturday.
Yeah, there's two big shows.
Yeah, two big shows.
So we know what Chisora's gonna bring.
Yeah,
it will be entertaining as long as it lasts. Parker, I know he wants to finish this time.
He needs it.
I know he wants to finish this time, but I don't know. I don't know if he sees himself back in that title picture because he's already become Fury's sparring partner. I don't think he's looking to get the world titles back. But who knows? Who knows? That's us.
That's it.
Lightweight division. Wrapped it up. Heavyweight division. We spoke about.
Okay, I've got a few questions for you. Okay. If you was Tyson Fury, what would you be doing for next year? What would you be thinking for next year?
For next year, I'm thinking I beat Dillian White, and then I let Usyk and AJ fight each other, and then I'll fight the winner.
Okay,
I need a rest in it, so I rest whilst them man scrap. That's true. Want no one to have no step aside money and then force me to fight again. Yeah. I done my thing. You lot fight. Let me spend some of my wages and come to you man's fight. I get in the ring after, innit? Face-to-face thing. So,
put yourself in AJ's shoes.
Yes.
What's happening right now?
If I'm AJ...
Yeah, if you're AJ.
I'm taking this episode. I'm being honest, innit?
Yeah.
I'm being honest, because I know what this Usyk brother's on. Do you know what I mean? I know what he's on.
You're telling me, hold on.
Let's hear it from this perspective. You're telling me I could get 40 M's to not do nothing?
Yeah, even 25 or 30.
Even 10?
10.
Well, remember, this is not a camp. This is not training. This is just training. I'll take 10.
Yeah.
I take 15, 20, anything.
That's true.
Do you know what I mean? And then you can still have time. Fury might get the win and you get your Fury fight.
You know the funny thing?
I know what he's saying now about this throwback thing. You have to fight everybody and that. I get it. But you fought Usyk already, innit? Like, you already fought him.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? You know, because you don't want to beat Usyk and get a trilogy out of this thing.
It's
long.
Do you reckon there'll be a rematch clause?
100%. Them K2 man don't.
Oh yeah, K2. We got K2.
They don't play. Their brothers get a fair shake.
No matter
where they are in the world, no matter what weight, them man there, when you see them, know they got their things lined up properly. Usyk with, listen, it's not Ruiz, it's not Andy Ruiz.
It's not
Andy Ruiz. Usyk will be there again, third time.
He'll be there, they will
make it happen.
Yes.
Or they will have to give the big step aside, bread, like what they're trying to give AJ now. But yeah, if I'm AJ, I'd take the step aside money.
Yeah.
But then it doesn't mean I can't fight.
No, it don't mean you can't
fight. It just means I can't fight one of them, man.
Yeah.
So what you do, fight Wilder.
AJ.
Yeah.
But the thing is AJ confident in himself at this moment? His mind seems all over the place.
I think, you know what, I honestly...
Talking about trainers. Every minute there's a new trainer. Oh, he's mentioning a new trainer.
He's trying to find
himself.
That new home. You know, like Sheffield, that's home. Sheffield's him, that's home, yeah. He knows Sheffield. But he knows it's time to find a new Sheffield. It's time to find a new place where he developed as much as he did up there, but different now.
But you know what it is? Okay, see with Yard versus Arthur, yeah?
Mm.
We saw that Yard was coming on smoke. Yes. He wanted him.
He wanted him.
We're not getting that vibe from AJ.
He's saying that he's in a bad mood and that he said, I wake up, I'm in a bad mood. He says, on my mind. He says, and I believe him. Yeah. I believe him. But I don't think there's a difference between feeling things and channeling energy.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? You can feel vexed and you can channel it in multiple ways.
Yeah.
You could go and write angry banger if you wanted to.
Yeah.
Or you can go and thump a donut on the street and get yourself in trouble.
Very true.
How you channel it. I think he needs help right now how to channel it.
His energy.
Who can contain it?
Yeah.
Because he's still 2-time heavyweight champion of the world, one of the biggest athletes in the world. The trainer that trains him needs to not care about that.
Yeah.
And they just need to go, this is the areas for improvement, bro. And this is what you're going to do.
Mm.
Whether you like me or not, this is what you're going to do. And he needs to respect them enough to allow them to do that. Because when a man tries to do that and you don't know him, it don't run.
Yeah.
It don't run. So I think, take the step aside money and start work. Find a coach now, though. Don't act like you've got time.
Yeah.
Still get that coach, grind, work away, get bread, and then pop out. Let's see who are going.
Yeah.
But then boxing, nothing's guaranteed. Dillian White might have to come up again. You never know. He might fight Dillian again. It's just, it's an interesting thing. And these rematch clauses ruin the progression of things.
Of course.
Because if Dillian wins, he ain't getting off with that belt.
No.
He ain't getting off with that belt.
No, of course not.
He's going to have to fight again.
Yeah.
And then that's a delay. And then, you know, that's why step aside money is scary, because you know how long you're stepping aside for.
Mm-hmm.
Who knows? Who knows? Is the step aside between those two individuals, or is it where the belt goes?
Yeah.
That's the question. Mm-hmm. If anyone becomes champion, do you still get that reinstated thing, or is it in the champion's hands to pick and choose? Who knows? It's a techie one. Does Canelo go out to heavyweight and take your mandatory position?
Of course he does. Of course he will. He's the fighter of the year, you know? He's the fighter of the year.
He is. Undeniable.
Undeniable.
First super middleweight undisputed champion.
In 11 months. Went for a
In 11 months.
Disrespect.
In 11 months.
Disrespect. He walked through the whole division.
Amazing.
Amazing.
Amazing. That's what you call it. It's extraordinary.
Extraordinary, man.
Because in less than a year, he get his props. Floyd's hurting him at the moment.
Yeah.
Floyd's like, he keeps saying about Canelo.
Canelo, steroids.
I beat him when I was 40. He's like, but it's true.
He wasn't
in his prime.
He wasn't in his prime at all.
At 40. Floyd was far from his prime. Like, we're not talking about Gatti times.
Yeah.
Like, we're talking about when he came back just to do the 6 fights with Showtime. Well, however many he agreed.
It's true what he's sad. Canelo's just the same.
Mm.
He's the same. He's been the same. Like, his style's the he's same. Just stronger.
Stronger. And he's and you get that fear from the opponent.
Yeah.
Once you develop that, you know that Triple G had it?
Yeah, Triple G had it.
When the opponent already knows,
yeah,
all right, I'm up against it. That's what Canelo's built. And that's what every great champion makes other people feel.
I think he stole Triple G's energy as well, you know?
He did.
He stole it all.
His fight's postponed.
Yeah.
Triple G's fight. He was supposed to fight at the end of the year. His fight's postponed now.
He's saying he's still got many years in him.
You know what? Sometimes it takes someone else to show you don't.
Yeah.
Because no one's showing him he doesn't.
Yeah, that's true.
Do you know what I mean? No one's showing him
he doesn't. What does he do? Does he move up?
Nah. To super middle.
Yeah.
Well, in fact, Benavidez or something.
Yeah, Benavidez.
He's just walking forward, man, smiling at you. And then just dashing some dirty ones. Benavidez.
I like Benavidez. So
and when he makes noises as well, it's like, He's active. No, Benavidez is the champion, is the guy that everyone has to worry about. Because when the belt's free up, don't let him pick up 2 minutes.
Yeah.
They're lucky he's not the 80s. And there's fewer belts. He's lucky there's four. You better true. Hope he don't pick yeah. up too many.
You can get the IBF and just hide in the background. That belt is sort of a hide in the background belt, you know.
In that division, it's like Caleb won it. Obviously, fair.
But in most divisions, that's the least belt you hear about.
The IBF.
Yeah,
it's like IBF.
When you hear WBC, you think, yeah,
it's true.
Boom.
It's true, WBA.
You're going to be defending it, WBA.
Even WBO.
You're going to defend it against some, but
the IBF, you're right. You know, when you think about it, it's a bit quiet. It's the quietest belt. But who knows, man? Who knows how all these things turn out? It's always good to see the super middleweight guys, because I always think of it like, I watch the young super middleweight guys now, I think, right, you could grow to a cruiserweight.
Yeah.
I could fight you.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Because I'm not moving. But they move.
Yeah, they
move. You know, they're like heavies move.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yard could become a cruiserweight.
Yeah.
These are all possibilities. They're not far. They can make it happen. So it's exciting times, man. It's exciting times, honestly. This, people, is probably the last Real Wheels of 2021. Yeah. Leon's doing some travels.
Travels?
Yeah, you know, that's the good life. You know, some of us have to live it. You know, so we might not have another episode again this year, but we will be more consistent next year. I'll be in the ring.
We possibly could, you know.
You think so?
Yeah.
What, when? For, when can you get this in?
Around about 27, 28.
So you might get a little more. Boxing Day special.
Some questions.
That is a shout. Leon hit the nail on the head right there. Joseph, I know you know what you're doing anyway, so you push this out on the socials, but send in some questions, man. Send in questions that are not when you're fighting next, and I promise I'll answer it.
Yeah, no, might just do questions. We might do a live.
Yeah.
We might nice them.
We have to. It's Christmas. We've got festive spirits going for us right now, so... But we mean it. We'll do something. We definitely will do something around that time. And hopefully not everyone is locked down in their yard by that time. And you still get a little freedom out on the streets. But if not, you're stuck watching us. Lovely. Perfect. Make the best of a bad situation. Like and subscribe. Streaming platforms. Social media pages. Make sure you hit the social media pages. You don't need to see the great work that Joseph is doing over there.
Big up Joseph.
Big up Joseph every time. So make sure you go into the socials and check in that. You already know our individual socials. If not, whatever, Joseph, slap it on the screen right there. What are you saying? Words of wisdom. Give it to them, Lee.
Everyone, bless. Have a great time over this festive period.
Mm-hmm.
Hope everyone has a happy new year. But hopefully, we'll see you before the end of the year.
We'll see you before the end of the year. Bless up.
Bless.
Merry Christmas. Love.
Yeah, that's a good little one.
Yeah. Got a good one. That's a good fact, you know. That's a good fact.